This is the Franchise News Podcast for the week ending February 7th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson, coming to you from the Marriott World Center in Orlando, Florida, site of the IFA 2020 convention. And that is our top story this week. The convention is firing up today with the IFA releasing the 2020 Economic Outlook. The franchise industry is expected to add 232,000 jobs this year to an already booming economy. The full study produced by the IFA and Fran Data is available at franchiseeconomy.com. Next up, Orange Theory Fitness is collaborating with the American Heart Association to help members live a longer life. Dave Long, Orange Theory Fitness co-founder and CEO, stated, "We believe that the most important muscle is the one you can't see. The heart." The American Heart Association recommends that adults get at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity per week. Congratulations to Express Employment Professionals. They've won the Best of Staffing Client and Talent Award for providing superior service to their clients and candidates. Clearly Rated's Best of Staffing winners have proven to be industry leaders in the service quality based entirely on ratings provided by their clients and candidates. This is fun. East Coast Wings and Grill is rolling out a Create Your Own Flavor contest, encouraging both guests and employees to share their most creative wing flavors that could end up on the menu. To qualify, entrants must provide a clever and family-friendly appropriate name, to their wing flavor, along with a list of the necessary ingredients and a recipe. Always Best Care Senior Services is introducing a balanced tracking and fall risk assessment program to help keep its clientele safe. The program will help prevent injuries and categorize a person's fall risk across a spectrum ranging from low to moderate to high. Industry giant FranConnect announced its new software for franchise performance management, FranConnect Optimize. CEO Gabby Wong says it will allow franchisors to link goals and success criteria to insights and actions in order to more consistently drive improved unit performance. Lots of news and moves for the members of the franchise family this week. Pete Bell is the new CMO at Baguette USA, following on the heels of Darren Tipton moving into the CEO's seat. Britt Kennedy, former multi-unit franchisee for Tough Mudder Boot Camp, is the new CEO of that franchise. Celebrity School promotes Jim DeRogeris to Chief Development Officer. Katie Borger is promoted to VP of Marketing at Boston's Pizza Restaurant and Sports Bar. Kimberly Demery has joined Home Helpers as Chief Performance Officer. She'll direct franchise services, training, and marketing. Congratulations and good luck to all. Here's a David and Goliath story from a franchise industry supplier. Zoracle Profiles will be changing its name to Zoracle Profiles. That's Zoracle with a C going to Zoracle with a K. The Oracle Corporation is forcing the change, saying it's too close to Oracle. Zoracle CEO Rebecca Monet and team are taking the opportunity to do some rebranding and refreshing. Here's a look at the franchise calendar sponsored by Social Joey. If you're using software to duplicate social media posts on multiple franchisee pages, you may be in trouble. Facebook's gonna get you. Also, some people are talking about syndicated content. Just as bad. Find out more at socialjoey.com or chat with the Social Joey marketing pros at these events. First up today, it's IFA 2020, February 7th through the 11th in Orlando. Details, speaker bios, and agenda are all available at franchise.org or grab the IFA Meetings app. MFV Expos has a couple of great shows coming up. First, Franchise Expo South is in Miami this year, February 20th through the 22nd. And new this year is Franchise Expo Nashville, March 20th through the 21st. The Restaurant Franchising and Innovation Summit moves to Atlanta, March 16th through the 18th. The CFA, the Canadian Franchise Association's annual convention, moves to Montreal, April 4th through April 6th. And Franchise Update Media's multi-unit franchising conference, MuffCon, is in Vegas yet again this year, this time at the all-new Caesars Convention Center, April 14th through the 17th. Hope to see you all there. Tuesday on Social Geek Radio, it's the 500th episode of Social Geek with very special guest, Catherine Monson, incoming chair of the IFA. Talk to you then.